Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure. Great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Darren, it's always good to see you. Good morning.
Great to see you too, Jamie. Feels like it's been a while since I've been here.
It has been a while, but we've got lots to talk about. We've got some very special drives happening this month. Another one coming up in Stratford. We'll get to that. But let's talk about something that unfortunately remains in the news very much. We're talking about sort of Slam the Scam or Fraud Prevention Month. And yeah, this is very much in the news these days.
Yeah, so all of March is Fraud Prevention Month, and I think it's a really important topic to talk about. And when I do different talks in the community, I always stress the importance of keeping this conversation going. So it's great that we have a month designated to do some awareness and some education regarding fraud prevention, because it is something that is just so prevalent in our community all the time.
Okay, and from your vantage point, what are you seeing? Is it phone scams? Is it gift card scams? Or what do you think?
It's a little bit of everything. I know myself, like over the weekend, I had a number of scams come through on text message.
Okay.
So it's text message, it's email, it's phone calls. The phone calls are always prevalent, and we're getting those. Everybody gets those a number of times a day.
And it's with the text messages, it's often, you've got this parcel waiting or something like that. Click this link or whatever.
Yeah, it's always something like that. I think mine was that there's a job posting and offering to pay a certain amount of money every day, and click on this link and you can be considered for this job.
Yeah, and we talk about AI now with regards to the cold calls or the phone calls. I mean, AI is now manipulating voices and getting in on that.
Yes, so it's made it a lot more difficult, and that comes into play with grandparent scams, and it becomes a lot more difficult to discern whether or not it's the actual person you're talking to.
Okay, and the gift card scam is still an issue.
The gift card scam is still out there, and I think it's always, always important to recognize that no legitimate business, no government agency will ever ask for payment by way of gift card.
Okay, and so if you feel you have fallen victim to a scam or some sort of fraud, what should you do?
So if you have had a financial loss or loss of personal information, you are to call your local police. So here in Stratford, you call Stratford. If you live outside of Stratford in the OPP area, you would call them. You'd file a report with them to have that matter investigated. If you wish to report a fraud that you have not had a loss of anything of, then you can call the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. And I would just encourage you to do a quick Google search on that. Super easy to fill out the complaint form on there. And what that allows is for the RCMP to track the trends in regards to different frauds that are ongoing.
Yeah, and just take a moment. If you receive a message or anything like that, be it a phone call or a text message, just take a moment, maybe check in with somebody that you trust. Is this legit? Like, what do you think of this?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there, Jamie. I think if you can take a little bit of time and have that conversation with somebody, a lot of the times when you get that message, you fall into that fight or flight mode, and you're
it's based on that quick response,
yeah,
if you will.
Your instincts just kind of take over, and you want to either get that prize or deal with that urgent matter, yeah, and help somebody who's in need right away. But always take some time. Make another phone call to a family member, go next door and talk to a friend. And usually once you start to have that conversation, things start to click and you go, oh yeah, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And it's phone calls, it's text messages. And we talked about the gift cards and email too, still getting those fraudulent emails.
Yes. And those emails can be really tricky sometimes too. And sometimes you just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But just take that to a moment. And really, again, I say a continued hats off to storekeepers, if you will, in Stratford and area that have really helped out with any of the gift card scams where they come across a customer maybe buying way too many gift cards. And they've simply asked questions, and it's helped prevent some terrible things happening.
It's helped prevent a ton. And yes, thank you very much to all of those store employees who engage in that conversation and have some questions for that individual who's buying the gift cards. And if you are ever questioning, always feel free to give us a phone call.
Sure.
If somebody is insistent that they buy those gift cards, give us a phone call. We are happy to come by and have a conversation with them to determine if that purchase is legitimate or not.
Yeah, just simply reach out. It's as simple as that. Again, Slam the Scam Fraud Prevention Month for the month of March. Again, some great tips, some great information with Stratford Police Service. And we've got some great food drives going on. Just last Saturday, I believe, you were in St. Mary's.
Yeah, we were in St. Mary's with the Salvation Army. We hit up Foodland and the Independent Grocer there. Although the weather wasn't great, we had a pretty good turnout that
day. But it's Perth County weather. You wait a day and it's all good. And we've got another big one that's coming up for Stratford as we get closer to Easter.
Yeah, so we're hitting the Easter food drives, and this one in Stratford is going to be on March 23rd, the Saturday, and it's going to cover off Zaire's, Food Basics, No Frills, Sobeys, Giant Tiger.
Sure.
We'll be all over the place. And depending on which store you go to, we'll service a different agency, but it'll all be for the House of Blessing or the Salvation Army.
Yeah, and that's usually the big one that's coming up. So again, we look forward to that. And help out if you can to make it a great Easter for the folks in Stratford and area. Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Darren, anything else on the go that folks need to know, or maybe something we haven't covered with fraud prevention?
No, I think, like I said, Jamie, all I want to do is stress to keep the conversation going with fraud prevention. I think the more that we can keep the awareness at the forefront of our minds, the more likely we're able to recognize it as a fraud when it comes through to our cell phone or we get that phone call or that piece of mail.
And sometimes you get overwhelmed with the guilt, like, I have fallen victim to the scam. I don't want to tell anybody. I'm feeling so remorseful. Please reach out.
Yeah, please never feel ashamed. You are not alone. Mm-hmm. It is happening all the time. So please, reach out to somebody if you have, especially if you've had a financial loss or loss of personal mm-hmm. information.
And again, get in touch with Stratford Police Service. Constable Darren Fisher with all the tips, information, and more. Darren, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.